今日是复活节的主日，耶稣基督复活的主日。
So today is the Resurrection Sunday, otherwise known as the Easter Sunday.
是的，纪念主耶稣基督昔日被钉死复活。
And it is a day to commemorate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
不知道大家都是不是都相信有复活这个神迹呢？
I wonder if you actually believe in the miracle of resurrection.
如果你未曾正式委身跟从主，
If you haven't yet committed your life to following Jesus,
或者你听到福音啊，唔系好耐，嚟咗教会唔系好耐嘅时间
，or you've only started going to church for a short time, you've only come in touch with the gospel for the past little while,
好可能你都唔系好相信啊，佢复活嘅事情。
Maybe you don't really believe in the resurrection.
纵然有啲已经相信自称系基督徒嘅人，佢都未必一定相信主耶稣嘅复活嘅。
Even those who claim to be Christians may not always be fully convinced of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
根据呢 BBC 在几年前进行过一项的调查发现呢
,According to a survey conducted by BBC a few years ago,
四分之一的受访过英国的基督徒并不是笃信耶稣基督复活的真实性。
A quarter of British Christians who were surveyed do not believe in the authenticity of Jesus' resurrection.
然而呢，几乎每十位称为佢唔信教嘅英国人呢，就有一位相信耶稣复活嘅事情。
However, almost one in ten Britons who said they were not religious said they believed in the story of Jesus' resurrection.
但系佢不会全然相信其中表述嘅某啲嘅内容。
But They did not believe all of what is said.
调查咧，同时嘅显示咧，两成唔信教嘅受访者咧，相信存在死后嘅生活。
The survey also showed that 20% of non-religious respondents believed in life after death.
Church of England 英格兰教会咧就咁讲咧，佢话呢项调查咧表明许多嘅英国嘅民众都持有宗教信仰嘅。
So the Church of England said, the survey showed many British people do hold some sort of religious beliefs.
调查结果显示呢
And the survey results show that
17% 的受访民众呢，他是能够逐字逐句的相信圣经的内容。
17% of people surveyed believe the Bible verbatim.
尽管被调查基督徒当中呢，仅仅是有 31% 的人是全盘接受圣经的内容。
Although only 31% of Christians surveyed fully accept the content of the Bible.
但活跃的基督徒，即是经常有翻教会基督徒呢，有 57% 的人对这件事是完全的笃信。
And there are 57% of active Christians, that means the Christians that are actually actively involved and participating in their faith, are completely convinced of it.
恰巧呢，剛好有一半的受访民众认为耶稣复活的故事是纯属虚构。
And exactly half of the respondents believe that the story of Jesus' resurrection is purely fictitious.
关于死后的生活呢，分别有 46% 的民众相信或者否认它的存在性。
Regarding life after death, 46% of the people believe in it, another 46% deny its existence.
其余的可能他都没立场。
So maybe the rest of the respondents didn't want to take a stand either way.
今天我想和大家分享一下复活确据这个的题目。
Today, I'd like to share with you this topic about the assurance of resurrection.
很多人认为呢，耶稣基督复活是真的很令人难以置信的神迹。
Many people think that the resurrection of the Lord Jesus is an incredible miracle, too good to be true.
不信主的人呢，他满心怀疑这样说。
And the unbelievers say with suspicion,
有件事可以肯定的呢，就是说人死了之后又就死咗啦，咩都冇啦。
There is only one thing that we can be sure of. That is, when people are dead, they are dead. There's nothing more.
佢哋话如果基督教有咩虚构嘅成分，咁肯定就係死人复活呢个嘅观念。
And they go on to say, if Christianity has any fictitious element, it must be the idea of the resurrection of the dead.
因为呢件事係冇可能发生㗎嘛。
Because such a thing just doesn't happen.
就好似以上一半嘅受访嘅英国嘅民众咧，认为耶稣复活故事纯属虚构。
It's just like how more than half of the people surveyed believe that the story of Jesus' resurrection was pure fiction.
其实基督嘅信仰系有客观嘅事实，再加上主观嘅经历。
The Christian faith actually consists of both the objective facts and subjective experiences.
因为单凭人嘅传说，系如果冇任何客观事实支持咧，只会系迷信。
Because relying solely on people's legends without any objective factual support, that would only be superstition.
虽然有客观嘅事实，有客观嘅事实，但系缺乏主观嘅经历咧，人可能只系头脑上嘅知识。
On the other hand, when there are objective facts but lacking in subjective experiences, people might only have intellectual knowledge.
他们没有生出圣经所讲的信心。
And that does not lead to the kind of faith the Bible talks about.
我们跟从这位主耶稣，他不但为我们的罪被钉死，他更是从死里复活过来。
The Lord Jesus we follow was not only crucified for our sins, but he was also resurrected from the dead.
不知道你们对复活的认识有多少呢？
So I wonder how much you know about the resurrection.
著名的猶太歷史學家約瑟夫
The famous Jewish historian Josephus
在他著作的猶太古史中，他提到耶穌是怎樣被下令釘死在十字架上面。
He mentioned in his book Jewish Antiquities how Jesus was sentenced to be crucified.
身為猶太人的他呢，他並不是一個基督徒。
As a Jew, he's not a Christian.
所以他从未提到耶稣是上帝差来的救主。
And he never mentioned that Jesus was the Savior sent by God.
但是明确，他是明确的记下这个和四福音同样的资讯。
But he clearly recorded this information that was the same as the four Gospels.
罗马的历史学家塔西图亦都在他的自己的著作《编年史》里面提到耶稣。
The Roman historian Tacitus also mentioned Jesus in his book, The Annals.
他说基督徒这个名字是从基督而来，他即是指耶稣，在塔矮提比流皇帝的时候被巡抚本调比拉多处死了。
So he mentioned how the name Christian comes from, that is actually originated from Christ. SoYeah, the word Christian originated from Christ, and who was executed during the reign of the Emperor Tiberius and by the governor Pontius Pilate.
塔西图提到耶稣，但系佢自己亦都唔系一个基督徒啦。
So even though Tacitus mentioned about Jesus, but obviously he wasn't a Christian himself.
耶稣嘅生平同埋受死同埋复活嘅事迹，除咗嗰啲跟从耶稣嘅人。不认识主的人亦都记录过这些事情。
So we can see that the life, death and the resurrection of Jesus were recorded by people who did not actively follow Jesus. And even by those who did not acknowledge Jesus as Lord.
为什么基督徒会相信复活呢？
So why do Christians believe in resurrection?
因为圣经的明明 有清楚的记载有关复活的事情。
Because the Bible clearly records various accounts of resurrection.
有人知道圣经记载多次复活的事情啊？大概估。
Does anyone know how many times the Bible records of these miracles of resurrection?
有人想试下。
Anyone would like to try, even just a rough estimate?
大概十次啊。
There are about 10 incidents of these miracles of resurrection.
我们可以看第一个首先就是哪个呢？以利亚啦，使到寡妇的仔从死里面复活啦。
The first one is Elijah reviving the widow's son, so raising him from the dead.
以利沙使到书念的妇人的仔复活啦。
Elisha raises the Shunammite's son.
以利沙的骸骨啦，使到死了的人复活啦。
Elisha's bones caused a dead man back to life.
耶稣咧，使到拿恩城寡妇嘅仔复活啦。
Jesus raises the widow's son of Nain。
耶稣使到挨女嘅女儿复活啦。
And Jesus restores Jairus' daughter to life。
耶稣使到拉撒路从死里边复活。
Jesus restores Lazarus to life.
又使到彼得咧，使到多加复活啦。
Peter raises Dorcas to life.
仲有使到保罗咧，使到边个复活啦
？And how about the Apostle Paul? Who did he raise to life?
啊，叫做犹推古嘅吓，呢个复活。
He raised someone called Eutychus to life.
第八就耶稣基督自己复活啦。
And of course, there's Jesus' own resurrection.
啊，以及喺启示录十一章提到另外嗰两个见证人嘅复活。
And also the two witnesses mentioned, who were raised to life in Revelation chapter 11.
啊，总共有十次咁多。
Altogether, there are 10 times.
嗱，今日咧，我要专注睇耶稣复活嘅证据同埋意义。
Today, I would like to focus on the evidence and significance of Jesus' resurrection.
嗱，圣经咧其实讲到有三种嘅复活。
The Bible talks about three types of resurrection.
第一种就系神嘅能力，藉着唔同嘅人。例如先知啊、耶稣啊，同埋耶稣佢嘅门徒咧，啊，使到一个死去嘅人重新获得喺世上嘅生命。
The first type of resurrection is concerning the power of God bringing a dead person back to his earthly life through various people, such as the prophets, disciples, and Jesus himself.
例如耶稣使到寡妇嘅仔复活啦，使到挨老嘅女儿复活啦，使到拉撒路复活等等咧。
For example, how Jesus raised back to life the widow's son, or Jairus' daughter, or Lazarus.
但系呢啲复活咗嘅人以后仲系会死嘅。
But these people, though they were brought back to life, they were still going to die again.
耶稣基督嘅复活啦，佢自己更加系战胜死亡，死后三天复活。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ.He personally defeated death and was resurrected on the third day after his death.
耶稣复活之后，佢又唔会死嘅。
And the resurrected Jesus will never die again.
第三种就系属灵生命，即系我哋灵性嘅复活。
And the third type of resurrection is concerning our spiritual life. It's a resurrection of our spirit.
嗱，耶稣死后复活有咩证据我哋可以信呢？
So what evidence is there that Jesus was resurrected after his death?
首先预言的应验。
First is the fulfillment of prophecies.
圣经讲到有关耶稣的生前和死后经历的预言非常多。
There are actually many prophecies in the Bible concerning Jesus' life and also beyond his death.
有些人估计过，我没计过，大概有成300几个的预言都一一应验在耶稣基督的身上。
So even though I did not personally count each of them, but there are many people who've counted and they said there are at least over 300 plus such prophecies in the Bible that were actually fulfilled.
复活就是其中的之一。
And resurrection is one of them.
在旧约圣经呢应许基督一定会复活。
In the Old Testament, it was promised that the Christ would be resurrected.
在诗篇的十六篇嘅八至到十一节啦。
In Psalm chapter 16 verses 8 to 11,
呢度讲到佢话：我将雅伟常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致动摇。因此，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我。在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
I have set Yahweh always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
耶稣基督他自己曾经三次的预言他会受死，然后第三日会复活。
So Jesus already foretold, and his disciples three times that he would be killed and after three days rise again.
基督的信仰是建基在死而复活的基督身上。
So the Christian faith is based upon the death and resurrection of Christ.
可以讲话基督的死亡复活是整个信仰的高峰。
So you can say that the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ are the peak of the entire faith.
还有空坟墓天使的报信和耶稣自己的显现。
the empty tomb, the angel's announcement, and the appearance of Jesus himself
都是耶稣复死而死后复活的证据
are all evidence that Jesus rose from the dead.
我们先来看其中一个关耶稣复活的关键的证据，就是这个空的坟墓啦。
So let us first look at a key evidence concerning Jesus' resurrection, and that is the empty tomb.
当妇女们看到耶稣的空坟墓，他们都感到很惊怕。
When the women saw the empty tomb, they were all terrified.
在路加福音的24章6至7节，天使对他们说
In Luke chapter 24, verses 6 to 7, the angel said to them,
他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们？说人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。
Luke chapter 24. He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise.
耶稣早就预言自己的死和复活。
Jesus had long predicted his death and his resurrection.
客观来讲，空坟墓和天使的报信都是算是间接的证据。
Objectively speaking, the empty tomb and the angel's announcement, the angel's message, are considered indirect evidence.
最直接的证据就是耶稣自己亲自的显现被人看到。
The most directEvidence is that Jesus appeared to many people.
不单止这里，这几个妇女亲眼看见。
Not only did several women see with their own eyes that Jesus came back to life.
两位的玛利亚还抱着耶稣的脚。
The two Marys actually held on to Jesus' feet.
在马太福音28章9节，证明不是鬼魂来的。
And that's recorded in Matthew chapter 28 verse 9 that proves thatJesus, the Jesus they saw was not a ghost.
保罗在哥林多前书15章5至8节还这么说。
The Apostle Paul also says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 5 to 8,
并且曾经向基法显现，然后向十二使徒显现，以后又一次向500多个弟兄显现，他们中间大多数到现今还在，也有些已经睡了，以后也向雅各显现，再后又向众使徒显现，最后还向我显现，我好像一个未到产期而生的人。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 5 And that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles,Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me.
主耶稣基督确实是复活了，他并且向很多的人显现，除了妇女之外，十二使徒之外，一次向五百几个人显现，之后又向耶稣肉身的弟弟雅各显现，最后向保罗显现。其实当中这些五百几个人，一大半仲系在生嘅，当保罗写呢个书信嘅时候。
So the Lord Jesus actually appeared to many, many people, besides the several women that we read about, and also who were not part of the 12 apostles. Jesus also appeared to over 500 brothers, and he also appeared to his own physical brother, James.Finally, he also appeared to Paul, the Apostle Paul. So most of those 500 plus witnesses were still alive when Paul wrote this letter.
保罗大胆地将自己的信誉放在这条火线上面。
So Paul was boldly putting his credibility on the line.
路加在使徒使徒行传一章三节也都这样说。
Luke, he also said in the book of Acts,
他受难以后用许多证据向使徒显示自己是活着的。他向使徒显现，并且讲论神国的事，有40天之久。
Acts chapter 1 verse 3 He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God.
如果有人40日 同你喺度见面，同你倾偈，肯定佢系活生生啦，系咪啊？
If someone appears to you and speaks to you multiple times in 40 days, you naturally know that that person must be alive, right?
佢绝唔系你一个嘅幻觉或者系一眼花。
He can't be just a momentary hallucination or something.
因为冇可能咁多嘅人喺唔同嘅时间产生呢一种嘅幻觉。
Because it's just impossible for so many people to have the same type of hallucination at different times.
佢哋可以做呢个见证。
So these people can all bear witness.
所以福音仲喺很短嘅时间内咧，就传遍咗广大嘅罗马帝国。
And therefore, the gospel spread throughout the entire Roman Empire in a very short period of time.
约翰福音嘅20:24-29咧。就记载到其中一个门徒多马。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 24 to 28, is recorded that one of the disciples named Thomas.
起初佢唔在场啦。
At first he wasn't present.
咁25节咁讲句开始话，那些门徒就对他说：我们已经看见主了。多马却说：我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕。又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，说：伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。多马说：我的主，我的神。
Verse 25. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them,Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here, and see my hands, and put out your hand, and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve.But believe. Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God.
多马他再没有任何疑虑了，因为主耶稣在他面前这么说。
Thomas no longer had any doubts because Jesus was standing right in front of him and saying all those things.
多马需要亲眼的看见耶稣才能够信他已经复活。
Thomas needed to see Jesus with his own eyes before he could believe that Jesus truly had been resurrected.
跟住29节话，耶稣对佢话：你因见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
And verse 29 goes on to say, Jesus said to him, Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed is the one who has not seen and yet believes.
耶稣出现在多马面前，佢冇办法唔信啦，系咪啊？佢嗰阵时信嘅都唔需要用信心，系嘛
？So when Jesus appeared right in front of Thomas.Thomas had to believe. He did not need to exercise any faith in that case.
但耶稣说，那些未见到、没见到而信的就有福了。
But Jesus said, those who believe, before they had seen him, those who had not seen and yet believe, those are the blessed ones.
今天我们肉眼，我们看不到复活的耶稣，我们怎么可以透过信心来确定耶稣已经复活了呢？
Today we have not seen the resurrected Jesus with our own eyes, so how can we be sure through faith that Jesus has been resurrected?
我们先看一下门徒的改变先。
So let us first have a look at the transformation of the disciples.
主耶稣被钉死之后，他的门徒都非常沮丧和害怕。
After the Lord Jesus was crucified and died, his disciples were afraid and devastated.
约翰福音20:19咁样记载。
The Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 19 says,
那日晚上门徒所在的地方门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了。
John 20, verse 19, On the evening of that day, the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews.
但是过了很短的时间，主耶稣复活之后就发生了一个180度的改变。
But after just a short period of time, after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, these disciples underwent an 180 degree change.
信心忽然间大增，他们献身于传扬这个信息，就是耶稣是神差来的 救世主佢已经复活咗啦。
Their faith suddenly increased greatly, and they dedicated themselves to spreading the message that Jesus was truly the Messiah, the Savior sent by God, and that he had been resurrected.
本来佢哋可能贪生怕死，但为了传扬耶稣基督复活的福音，他们将自己的生死置于外道外， 以为神受苦 受辱为荣。
These disciples were originally timid, they were scared of dying, but they had been so transformed that they were willing to put their life at risk in order to preach the gospel, to preach about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And they took pride in their suffering and humiliation for Christ's sake. Yeah, they're no longer afraid.
他们不怕艰苦的生活，他们居无成定所，甚至被人逼迫收监等等。
So they are not afraid of a difficult life. They often had to go hungry. They had no fixed place to live. And they were humiliated, laughed at, beaten up, or even imprisoned.
后来耶稣的门徒啦，十二门徒，除了犹大他后自杀上吊死了之外呢，还有使徒约翰，他是被放逐在拔摩岛自然的死之外呢。
In the end, except for Judas who betrayed Jesus and later committed suicide, and also John who was exiled to the island of Patmos and died there in his old age.
其余的门徒都是为主殉道，死于酷刑。
The rest of the 12 disciples of Jesus were martyred and they all died of torture.
他们生命的改变见证了他们确实是曾经看到复活的主。
The transformation of their lives bear witness that they had indeed seen the resurrected Lord.
如果说耶稣根本没有复活，或者是门徒将耶稣的尸体偷走，这样你怎样解释他们甘愿为福音而殉道呢？
If Jesus was not resurrected at all, or that the disciples stole Jesus' body, then how do you explain their willingness to be martyred for the sake of the gospel?
没人愿意为一个谎言、一个大话来这样牺牲，甚至没了一条命。
No one would be willing to suffer or even sacrifice their lives for a lie.
根据传统教会历史就说到，他说彼得是被倒钉十字架死亡的。
According to church history, Peter was crucified on a cross upside down.
雅各是被石头钉死啦。
James was stoned to death.
保罗是被斩头啊。
Paul was beheaded.
所以看到他们这群的生命啊，愿意这样的牺牲嘛。
So you can see how each of them was willing to give up their life.
他用自己的生命和鲜血作为最有力的见证。
They use their life, their blood, as the most powerful witness testimony.
你会不会为一个明知是谎言大话的而愿意挨苦，愿意牺牲自己的命呢？
Would you be willing to suffer and sacrifice your life even for a lie that you knew clearly is just a lie?
德国的神学家潘霍华呢，曾经参与反纳粹的地下工作。
German theologian Bonhoeffer was involved in anti-Nazi underground work.
他为了同他的同胞共忧患，他毅然的一日翻去德国度。
In order to share the suffering of his companions, he actually returned to Germany.
在1945年的4月9号呢，他是以集中营的死囚身份被纳粹党手下的人送上去刑场去处决。
On the 9th of April, 1945, he was executed by the Nazis as a death row prisoner in a concentration camp.
正如耶稣知道十字架的苦难在前面，在耶路撒冷等待他，他仍然毅然的面向耶路撒冷。
Just as Jesus knew that the suffering of the cross was waiting for him in Jerusalem, he still faced Jerusalem and went there without any hesitation.
奔赴这个十字架的路程。
And he just walked on this path of the cross.
临行刑的时候，潘霍华对他狱中的囚犯这样
说。Before he was executed, Bonhoeffer said to his fellow prisoner inmates,
他说，这个就是终结，但就我而言，却是生命的开始。
This is the end, but for me, the beginning of life.
他尘世的生命是终结。 正是他永世的生命的开始。
The end of his earthly life is the beginning of eternal life.
很多人本来想推翻耶稣复活的人曾经过严格的考证和细心的推敲，他发现耶稣复活的事实是没有办法推翻的。
Many people who were originally trying to disprove Jesus' resurrection found out through rigorous research that actually their objection does not overturn any of the evidence of Jesus' resurrection.
于是他们纷纷的悔改信主，同埋为耶稣的复活做一个美好的见证。
So one by one, they repented and believed in the Lord, and they gave beautiful testimonies to Jesus' resurrection.
莫礼逊啦，好似曾经系一个记者嚟，佢早年本来想写一本书，专门系推翻耶稣嘅复活。
Frank Morrison, who was an English journalist, he actually decided to compile a book in order to disprove Jesus' resurrection.
但经过一番仔细嘅研究之后咧，佢写出嘅书嘅标题系改为谁移动了墓石，或者是墓石的原迷啊。
But after careful research, the title of the book he wrote actually got changed to Who Moved the Stone?
在第一章的标题就是说，不愿意被写成的一本书，证明耶稣是从死里复活。
The title of the first chapter of his book, The Book That Refused to be Written, proves that Jesus rose from the dead.
剑桥大学的 C.S. Lewis 鲁易斯教授这样说。
Professor C.S. Lewis of Cambridge University once said,
他说我是在拳打脚踢满不情愿的情况下被历史的证据硬拖入主的国度的。
I was forced to enter the kingdom of God by historical evidence under the circumstances of kicking and punching and full of reluctance.
早年他曾经是最顽强反对基督教的，却成为一个虔诚的基督徒。
In his early years, he had been a most stubborn opponent of Christianity, but later he became a devout Christian.
为什么耶稣已经复活这么重要？复活有什么意义呢？
Why is it so important that Jesus has been resurrected? And what is the meaning, the significance of resurrection?
耶稣复活的重要性有出于几个原因呢。
There are several reasons that makes Jesus' resurrection so important.
首先，佢证明神嘅大能。
First, it proves to us that it proves to us about God's great power.
你信复活即系信亚伟神。如果神存在，如果佢系创造咗整个宇宙同世界，佢又拥有掌控佢嘅大能。
If you truly believe in resurrection, then you believe in Yahweh God.Because only if God exists and that He created the universe, He has power and control over everything.
他就有能力让死人复活。
And certainly He has the power to cause a dead person to come back to life.
虽然可能复活是超乎我们的理性的想象，但是在人所不能，在神凡事都能。
Even though the resurrection truly is beyond our comprehension or even our imagination, but the things which are impossible with men are possible with God.
只有创造生命的神才能够令生命死而复生。
Only God who created life can bring the dead back to life.
只有他才能够逆转生命或死亡的恐惧。
Only God can reverse the terror of death.
只有他才可以除去死的毒钩和权势。
Only God can remove the sting and the power of death.
耶稣从坟墓中复活，神提醒了我们，他对生命和死亡是有至上无高的权柄。
When Jesus rose from the grave, God reminded us of his sovereignty over life and over death.
为什么耶稣基督的复活对救恩是这么重要呢？
So why is the resurrection of Jesus so crucial to our salvation?
他表明神接纳了耶稣为我们作出的牺牲。
Because it shows that God has already accepted the sacrifice that Jesus offered on our behalf.
他证明神有大能可以让我们从死里面复活。
It also proves that God has the power to also bring us bring us back to life from the dead.
佢保证嗰啲信基督嘅人会活过嚟，并且得到永生。
It is a guarantee that those who have faith in Christ, those who die in Him, would certainly be raised again and enjoy eternal life.
嗱，呢个系我哋永恒嘅盼望同埋安慰。
This is our eternal hope and our comfort.
第二点咧，就要成为复活初熟嘅果子。
The second point, the importance of resurrection is that we have to become the first fruits of resurrection.
哥林多前书嘅15:20-23咧，咁样讲嘅。现在基督已经从死人中复活，成为碎了人初熟的果子。死既从一人而来，死人复活也藉着一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都复活。只是各人要按自己的次序，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的人。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 20-23. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all shall be made alive.But each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ.
睡了的人只是说那些死了的人啦。初熟的果子是指第一个作榜样的人，或者是开路先锋的意思。
Those who have fallen asleep refers to those who have died. And here, when it talks about the first fruits, it's referring to the first one who sets an example and who serves as a pioneer.
意思就是说神不只是使到耶稣从死里复活，亦都使所有在基督里的人一同复活。
So what it means here is that God not only raised Jesus from the dead, but also raised all those who are in Christ. And these people will also overcome death with Christ.
这些人将同基督一同的胜过死亡。那换句话说，耶稣基督既然从死里复活，得胜了死亡和罪，就成为我们所有信他的人开了一条复活的道路。
In other words, since Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead and defeated death and sin, he has opened a way for all of us who believe in him to be resurrected.
同时呢，可以有耶稣胜过罪恶、胜过死亡、权柄的同样的经历。
At the same time, we can have the same experience of Jesus' victory over sin and the power of death.
这个就是为什么基督的复活对基督徒而言是非常重要。
This is the reason why the resurrection of Christ is so important to Christians.
使徒保罗这么说，他说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
The Apostle Paul says,And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain.
第三点呢，就是属灵生命或者复活的能力，就是什么呢？生命的改变。
The third point concerning the power of resurrection is concerning, is about this transformation of life.
基督徒通过信靠神的工作，从而在灵里面与耶稣一同复活，并且被救赎。
By trusting in the work of God, Christians are resurrected in our spirit with Jesus and are redeemed.
我们看哥罗西书，以致他们能够有一个新生，以致他们能够有一个新的方式来生活，我们看哥罗西书。
So they are redeemed so that they may have this newness of life. So let's just look at Colossians chapter 2.
2:12这样讲，他说，你们在洗礼中已经与他一同埋葬，也在洗礼中因信那是基督从死人中复活的神所运行的能的动力，与他一同复活了。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 12. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead.
这样是要为到我们能够过一个新的生命，新的生活。
And this is so that we may start to live this new life and to walk in the newness of life.
之前讲过耶稣死后门徒的反应，他们从很害怕很害怕躲起来，但是当耶稣复活之后，他们完全改变过来。
So I just mentioned before that after the death of Jesus, you could tell from the reaction of the disciples that they started out being really fearful, but later, so fearful that they even went into hiding. But later we saw how they changed.
又好胆怯，好惊，变成好勇敢，好刚强。
From being like very like a coward, they become very brave and bold.
另一个好大嘅改变就睇保罗啊，使徒保罗咧嘅生命，佢系从一个本来逼迫教会嘅人。
Well, another really great life transformation is in the life of the Apostle Paul. He started out as a persecutor of the church.
佢喺去大马士革、大马色嘅途中，因为遇见主而生命起咗彻底嘅改变。
On his way to the Damascus, because of his encounter with the resurrected Lord Jesus, his life turned upside down.
佢认识耶稣基督为至宝。He
see it as his greatest treasure to be able to know the Lord Jesus.
并且佢四处传扬福音，为福音嘅缘故系被讥笑、侮辱、被监禁。
And he preached the gospel everywhere he went. And for the sake of the gospel, he was ridiculed, insulted, and imprisoned.
最后他用献上他的生命。
And finally, he gave up even his own life.
其实历代以来，很多跟从主的人都经历了复活的能力，所以生命产生极大的改变。
Actually, throughout history, we see many people who follow the Lord Jesus, how they experience the power of resurrection, and their lives have been greatly changed.
复活成为信徒经验耶稣复活能力的源头。
So the resurrection became the source of believers in experiencing the resurrection power of the Lord.
耶稣基督的复活不单只是历史上一次的经验，而是我们在在世的日子过的时候，我们日日都能够经验耶稣复活的大能。
So the Lord Jesus' resurrection was not just a one-off experience in history, but actually in our daily life, every day when we live, we can experience this resurrection power in our lives.
去改变人的生命。
How it changes our lives.
保罗在腓立比书三章的十至十一节咁讲。
Paul in Philippians chapter 3 verses 10 to 11.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。 或者我也得以从死里复活。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead.
基督的复活不单只是头脑上的知识，只是相信一些历史的事实，而是今日我们可以经历这个复活的能力，就是生命的改变。
The resurrection of Christ is not just some kind of intellectual knowledge and belief in our heads or in some kind of belief in historical facts, but it's something that we can experience today, right here and right now, that power of resurrection, which is the change of life.
这个复活的能力包括，一就是我们依靠这个复活的能力，我们能够得以称义。
So this resurrection power involves just helping us become justified.
罗马书4章的25节， 讲到，他说耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
Romans chapter 4 verse 25, he was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification.
称义是由于我们相信耶稣的复活，基督为我们死付出的代价，我们的罪是得到赦免。
Justification comes from our faith in the resurrection of Christ, who died to pay the ransom for us.
他复活使到我们与神和好，复活的能力是有一个属灵的目标，就是去胜过罪，成为一个公义的人。So
Christ sacrificed this ransom for us, brings the forgiveness of sin, and it's also through his resurrection that reconciles us to God. And the power of this resurrection has a spiritual purpose that is to defeat sin and helping us become a righteous person.
第二方面呢， 依靠这个复活的能力，我们才能够经历这个新的生命。
And the second aspect is that by relying on the power of resurrection, we experience new life.
清义基本上是跟过去的罪一刀两断，使到我们从罪疚感和罪的权势里面释放出来。
Justification is basically a clean break with our past sin, freeing us from the guilt and the power of sin.
獲得呢個自由啦，
and so that we may have freedom.
喺基督裏嘅新嘅生命係一個復活嘅生命，能夠展望將來，唔再被呢啲罪、呢軟弱去捆綁控制。
So this new life in Christ is the resurrection life. We look forward to the future where we're no longer bound by or controlled by sin.
係有自由、喜樂同埋平安嘅。
And we enjoy the freedom, the joy and peace in Christ.
哥羅西書三章一節咁講，佢話：你們若真與基督一同復活，就當求上面嘅事，那裡有基督坐在神的右邊。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 says, If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.
你係咪已經同基督一同復活呢？
So are you already raised with Christ?
如果係嘅話，你又當追求天上，即係屬靈嘅事。
Well, if so, then you should seek the things that are above, the spiritual things.
追求有價值嘅屬靈嘅目標。
Pursue spiritual goals that are truly worthy.
你哋係咪愛其他人嘅靈魂，將把握每一個機會去傳福音，見證主怎樣改變咗你呢？
Do you love other people's souls? Are you seizing every opportunity to share the gospel with them, to testify how the Lord has changed your life?
我自己係經歷過基督嘅復活嘅能力，改變咗我嘅生命同埋我價值觀。
I personally have experienced this power of Christ's resurrection changing my whole life and my values.
年輕嘅時候我係冇任何嘅宗教嘅信仰或者背景嘅，我係相信見到嘅先係真嘅。
So when I was young, I actually had no religious background and I only believed in what I could see.
當我有機會接觸到教會、接觸到聖經同埋福音，起初呢好好似好多其他嘅唔認識主嘅人一樣，我都覺得其中一啲嘅內容呢就好難以置信。
So when I had the opportunity to come in contact with a church, to start getting to know the Bible and the Gospel, at first I was still like most people, who felt that some of the contents or miracles are difficult to accept rationally.
呢啲內容、呢啲神蹟即係理性上真係好難接受㗎，但復活就係其中呢一個啦。
And especially the resurrection, that was really hard to believe.
但当我愿意去开放去明白嘅时候呢，我就了解到第一，圣经系可靠。
So when I was open to seek the truth, I started to realize the Bible itself is very reliable.
耶稣复活嘅种种嘅证据真系好似头先我讲到系非常之多。
There are various evidence, that points to the resurrection of Jesus.
我又聽到唔同嘅人信主嘅見證，佢嘅分享，神點樣改變佢哋。
I also got to listen to different testimonies of people, how through the resurrection power of God that changed their lives completely.
好多即係有啲軟弱嘅人啦，或者吸毒嘅就去戒，能夠戒到啦，嗰啲賭徒咧能夠可以脱離呢啲捆綁等等。
So people's lives were changed. Drastically, such as drug addicts being able to, overcome their drug addiction, or those gamblers who manage to be set free from this bondage of gambling.
漸漸咧，我呢啲心裏邊嘅疑問就逐一逐一得到解答。
Gradually, these questions that I had in my mind got answered one by one.
當參加教會崇拜查經班嘅時候，我開始去認真嘅去尋求神。
And when I started attending church service and also Bible studies, I became more and more serious in seeking God.
我去祷告求神去让我知道佢系真嘅，可以经历到佢，以致我能够认识嘅跟从佢。
So I started praying to God to ask Him to help me get to know Him, to experience Him, so that I may follow Him.
奇妙嘅真系，当我哋认真咁样做嘅时候咧，神就听我啲祷告，真系答吓。你可能第一次系咪咁啱咧？试多几次，你就知道唔系咁啱。
Amazingly, when I started praying that way, I found that it was really amazing. My prayers got answered. Maybe the first few times you might still wonder, oh, was that just a coincidence? But when it happened over and over again, then you know, God is real.
佢系真系神，真系回应咗我祷告，让我知道经历到佢嘅真实同埋佢嘅慈爱。
God answered my prayers and He helped me to experience His reality and His love for me.
祂让我经历了基督复活新生命的能力。
He helped me experience the power of Christ's resurrection and that new life.
帮助我克服了自己生命中不同的弱点。
He helped me overcome various weaknesses in my life.
保守我没有跌入年轻人的试探和罪的捆绑当中。
He also protected me, guarded me from falling into temptations that were common for young people, and guarding me from falling under the bondage of sin.
我希望我们在当中还未认识或委身给神的人呢，你愿意开放自己认身去寻求，因为寻找的就会寻见。
I really hope that those of you here who are still not yet committed, fully committed your life to God, that you would be open to seek God, because the Bible promises when you seek, you will find.
我们依靠神的能力脱离生命中的软弱、坏习惯或者不同的捆绑。
We can rely on God's power to escape, to overcome our weaknesses, and to overcome these bad habits, and to break free from the various bondages in our lives.
仲有第三点就是依靠这个复活的能力，我们才能够有这个活泼的盼望。
And the third point concerning why it's so important, the importance of resurrection is that we can rely on the resurrection power to have this living hope.
这个很重要，因为如果一个人失去了盼望，他就会变得很脆弱而注定是失败。
This is very important because when a person loses hope, he will becomeare completely vulnerable and they are doomed to failure.
复活是使到我们的盼望保持这个活泼和积极。
The resurrection keeps our hope alive and active.
你怎么肯定将来有复活呢？
How can you be sure that there is going to be resurrection in the future?
唯一的途径就是你现在就不断地经历他复活的大能。
The only way is that you continue to experience this power of his resurrection right here and now.
去改变你的生命。
How it changes your life.
现有的软弱或者受疾病缠累或者甚至死去了的身体将会有一天会变成强壮荣耀的身体。
The body that is now weak, that might end in death one day, will surely be transformed into a strong and glorious body in a future day.
Linda 师母的身体呢，我很多年都一直都是不太好。
So Linda, my wife, her health has not been good.
她经历过不同的疾病。
She has experienced various illnesses.
接近两年前，更因为病危而几乎死亡。
And almost 2 years ago, she almost died because of critical illness.
但是这些都没有影响到我们对神的信心。
But none of these have affected our faith in God.
因为我们有永恒的盼望。
Because we have eternal hope in God.
知道天父有祂的美意。
We know that our Heavenly Father has His good will in everything.
神知道什么是对我们最好。
God, He knows what is best for us.
万一神真的当时接受了祂，短暂的当然我们会很难过和很不舍得。
If God had taken her away that time, of course that would be sadness and feelings of missing her for some time.
但因着经历过这个复活的能力，我们能够有这个活泼的盼望。
But because we have experienced this power of resurrection, we have this living hope.
将来会在天家度再相见。
One day we will meet each other again.
正正是这个的信念和信心，从而我们可以得到这个安慰和力量。
It's because of this faith, we receive comfort and we receive strength.
才能够走出这些伤痛。
So that we can keep going, in the midst of all these pain, and challenges.
不会成日在这里沉溺在这些伤痛里面走不出来。
So that we would not just be stuck in that feeling of sadness or pain.
如果复活不存在，我们是为什么而活呢？
If resurrection does not exist, what are we living for?
好，时间关系我要总结了。
Because of time, let me conclude.
基督的复活是历史上最有事实支持之一。
The resurrection of Christ is one of the most supported by historical facts, actually.
耶稣的复活是真实，是无数的生命可以见证到他的事实，他的事实。
The resurrection of Jesus is real, and countless lives can testify to that.
它不是一个神话。
It's not just a myth.
首先，神使到主耶稣从死里复活，战胜了罪和死亡的势力。
First, God raised Jesus from the dead, defeating the power of sin and death.
圣经应许死人复活的盼望。
The Bible promises the hope of resurrection from the dead.
我们现在要经历复活的大能。
We now have to experience this power of resurrection.
这个大能包括得以称义，经历新生命，脱离被罪和自我为中心控制的生活。
And this power includes being justified, experiencing new life, and being freed from a life controlled by sin and self-centeredness.
我们才能够有这个活泼的盼望。
So that we can have this living hope.
这个复活的盼望推动我们齐心努力的服侍主。
This living hope motivates us to work together to serve the Lord in one heart.
尽管我们都会遇到困难阻滞，我们都不会退缩。
Even when we face difficulties and obstacles, we'll never shrink back.
Okay, 我们在这里结束我们一起的低头祷告。
So let us conclude with a prayer.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这个复活的盼望。
Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you for granting us this hope of resurrection.
因为透过主耶稣基督从死里复活。
Because through the Lord Jesus being raised from the dead,
我们一班跟从他信的人都可以同样有一天我们会复活。
We who believe in him, who follow him, will also be raised to life one day.
但是今生我们可以经历到复活的能力去不断地改变我们的生命。
But in this present life, we can continually experience the power of resurrection transforming our life.
求你帮助我们当中有需要软弱的。
Please help those of us who are weak in our faith.
可以愿意去真的去诚心地去经历你去跟从你。
Will be willing to wholeheartedly believe in you and to experience you, to follow you.
以致到佢哋同样嘅经历到你自己嘅真实。
So that they may also experience your reality.
你嘅能力去帮助佢哋冲破佢哋唔同嘅限制同软弱。
Your power helping them overcome the various obstacles in their lives.
求你带领教会嘅不断嘅成长。
Please continue to guide our church to keep growing.
荣耀你自己的圣名。
To glorify your holy name.
Amen.